This is the sound of social change in the 1980s.
The people of South Africa have spoken in this election. They want change, and change is what they will get.
Public outrage against apartheid prompted U.S. institutions, from cities to colleges, to help lead social change by divesting their money out of corporations that did business with South Africa. Today, college campuses are leading the next divestiture movement, and the target is fossil fuels.
We see the same thing right now with the climate crisis.
Meet 19-year-old Allie Welton.
We can't be using our money anymore to support these institutions, these fossil fuel companies that are destroying our future.
She's a campus connector of sorts, bringing together students from New England colleges and universities under one umbrella. Students for a Just and Stable Future, a network that started as a reaction to one frightening magazine article.
Bill McKibben's Rolling Stone article was the spark for the fossil fuel divestment movement across the nation.
In that article, McKibben details a global catastrophe caused by climate change. From that piece, the movement against investing in fossil fuels has gone viral.
Over the last 3 months, the movement has gone from 15 or 20 campuses to over 100 campuses nationwide.
Dan Apfel is the executive director of the Responsible Endowments Coalition.
There are students working at Harvard, at Brandeis, Williams, Amherst, Mount Holyoke, and other schools all over Massachusetts and New England and all over the country.
Students are demanding that schools divest their endowments from the worst fossil fuel companies and then reinvest in local communities, sustainable business, and alternative energy for the future. Harvard University, with an endowment of nearly $31 billion, has the largest educational endowment in the world. It's not known what percentage of that money is invested in fossil fuels, but nevertheless, students are asking for a change. A recent campus referendum has 72% of the students who voted asking Harvard to divest its endowment from the top 200 publicly traded fossil fuel companies. Harvard's response? Not likely. Although administrators are willing to have a conversation with students, university president Drew Faust said it was unlikely that Harvard would change its investment strategy, according to an article in the Harvard Crimson.
Right now, I feel like our administration is stalling. I think all the students understand the urgency, and if they continue to do that, we'll end up escalating tactics very quickly.
Tactics like civil disobedience.
That's what worked for the apartheid divestment campaigners, and unless our administration decides to take us seriously this time, I imagine that's where we'll have to go.
Dan Apfel's Responsible Endowment Coalition works with activist students and administrators. He says it's safe to assume that 3-10% of college endowments invest in fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels make up a really big part of the stock market in the U.S. And of investments worldwide. And so any investor that has not specifically excluded fossil fuels from their investments is investing in fossil fuels.
Kristen Fayford, director of research at the investment firm Federal Street Advisors in Boston, explains why.
Most investors today are benchmarking themselves against some major market index, like the S&P 500. And because of the large representation in each of those benchmarks of stocks that are either drilling for oil or involved in along the whole supply chain of oil or natural gas, it is very difficult to not have exposure to those companies unless you look very, very different than the major market indices.
But despite this, some schools are paying attention. Within the last year, Hampshire College and Amherst put forth new sustainable investing guidelines that adhere to environmental, social, and governance criteria. And there are interesting developments at Middlebury College in Vermont. Of Middlebury's $900 million endowment, almost 4% is invested in fossil fuels, according to an all-staff email sent by the university's president. The president wrote that Middlebury will host a panel discussion with experts in endowment management and divestment. The goal? To start a conversation with all interested parties about how the university's endowment should be invested. And guess who's a scholar in residence at Vermont's Middlebury College? None other than Bill McKibben, the Rolling Stone writer whose article may just have sparked a revolution. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone. I wanna see my picture on the cover. I wanna buy 5 copies for my mother. I wanna see my smiling face on the cover.